I want to get to some of the music here of the Coots, and let's start it off with the first track on the CD called 15 Minutes of Fame.
Just bright like rainbows in the sky.
I bet I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now.
The Coots here on WNTI 91.9 FM and WNTI.org on the Worldwide Internet Public Radio. From Centenary College. That was My Back Pages, Tales from the Endless Bus Tour of New Jersey. My featured CD of this hour is The Coots, and that is the name of the CD, Tales from the Endless Bus Tour of New Jersey. Before that, Four Winds, The Coots, Laugh, Laugh, the old Bo Brummels tune, and starting off that set, The Coots, 15 Minutes of Fame. I'm going to be speaking with Glenn Taylor from The Coots in just about a minute or so, and until then, here's a few messages.
Visit WNTI.org. Programming brought to you through support from Centenary College. Their phone number is 908-852-1400. 908-852-1400. Centenary College, dedicated to success.
Hey, this is the Rock and Roll Doctor. To hear the best in eclectic rock, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on WNTI.
We bring things up to speed. I want to say good morning to Glenn Taylor. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing there, John?
I am doing very well, probably because I've been listening to a lot of your record, listening and playing a lot of your record today.
How therapeutic.
You beautiful. How music is therapeutic. It's the best thing in the world.
Absolutely.
I wanted to say, too, that this CD, I really enjoy it. I have to say, I've never heard your band. Surprise, surprise. There's so much good music out there. I am always in a constant state of amazement. At how many good bands and how many good artists are out there. And then I'm in a second state of amazement that no matter how hard I try, and believe me, I try hard, I'm always, always being knocked back and overjoyed when I come across somebody else. And I go, how could I not have heard them before? And that was the reaction I got when I got your CD. It was sent in the mail to me. Actually, I received an email from Herbie Pabst, who's a good friend of the band.
That's right.
And he had said he would get a CD to me. He says, you want to hear it. All right, so that's how I got to hear your band. And then I listened to it, and I played a cut a few weeks ago. I played Laugh, Laugh to sort of like spike audience anticipation and curiosity about the band. Because right off the bat, when I saw that track was on there, I said two things to myself. Well, the first thing I said after I heard the CD was, you know, these guys exemplify the best of what there is about rock and roll in New Jersey. They're a hard-working touring road band, and the best of those sort of bands, what they call the bar garage bands, I think are in New Jersey. You know, we're just in a good spot. We're in between Philly and New York, and we get all the influences, you know, both ways. And you get lots of good musicians in this area, what I call the spillage, especially from New York.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they live and hang out in New Jersey, and they get together, and they form terrific bands. Not only do you guys write really terrific original material, but your covers are exemplary.
Thank you very much.
You know, but so that was the one thing that struck me right off the bat. Then the second thing, I looked at it and I went, Laugh, Laugh? Well, that was the first track I played because they are one of my unsung heroes of the 60s, was the Bo Brummels, who I just thought were a great band out of San Francisco.
Right, a lot of people thought they were from Great Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of our favorite trivia questions when we do live shows. We ask them to guess the band and where they're from when we play that song, and that's one that always seems to stump people. They think they're a British band, or they think it's the Dave Clark Five or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. They had a great sound. They were great songwriters. They were terrific innovators and never got got any credit for any of the innovations that they ever ever did. I think they were one of the first bands, truly, who were dabbling in country rock. You know, other people say the Byrds with Sweetheart of the Rodeo and Graham Parsons, but they had their Bradley's Barn LP out well before both of those records. So, anyhow, we're not here to sing the praises of the Bo Brummels, but to talk about the Coots.